Hello and welcome to the very first Escaping Reality podcast, where we talk about the robot revolution. How interesting. Now I will start with, the first scene with Belinda and Alan. In my opinion, as a Doctor Who fan, this seems like the sprinkle of new and old Who. I never got the vibe from Belinda and Alan that they were a couple. The kiss they shared was very awkward, like Belinda didn't really want to be there. And the gift of naming a star after her was a very, very kind gesture. But there was something off with their relationship, it just didn't seem quite right to me. The music was very 2005-2007, when the Doctor's at the hospital and he's running around and stuff. It's quite very, very 2005, running around the shop thing when the Ninth Doctor's looking for Rose, not looking for Rose, but like running around with Rose. It's quite that sort of esque music. Made me feel a bit nostalgic. I think when the Doctor was looking for Belinda, I don't think it was announced enough, in my opinion, because you hear that he's asking about someone, but even though he does say her name, it doesn't feel loud enough. But, like, he was saying it loud enough so the camera could hear it. Then, when they were at Belinda's house, I liked that the house shook as the robots were landing. Very nice, realistic touch they added to that. A round of applause. I also liked the design of the robots. They seemed to have quite a unique approach to things. Very 90s misunderstood robot vibes. I didn't like that they shot the cat. I don't know why it was so important to test it on the cat. I understand examples, but just shoot the water or pan. I also liked how they can change their faces into pictograms, like the hammer, the little cat thing, and stuff like that. And then when they were taken out to the ship, we see the reappearance of Mrs. Flood. Mrs. Flood seems to be following the Doctor and is able to guess who all his companions would be. Ruby, now Belinda, what next? And why can she break the fourth wall? So many questions, yet no answers to any of them. Very clever, Russell. Very clever. Belinda in the ship. This is where, for me, I think it's the most off bit for me. When Belinda was yelling about Alan and the certificate, because she didn't make the certificate, he did. But I don't see why it had to be mentioned. I mean, I get why it was mentioned, because it comes in later, but I'm sure there's a better way that they could have done it. Then the TARDIS tries to fly by the ship, but then a time fracture sort of happens. Even the Doctor inside the TARDIS felt the fracture, like even he was glitching out of it. Then obviously when Belinda arrives on the planet Belinda, I love how she assumes the robots are other workers or people who were built, or robots who were built to come get her. But in fact, the robots are the ones who have taken control. I also enjoyed seeing Belinda's horror at the killing of, like, when the spaceships are flying past, like, shooting houses that probably shouldn't be shot at. She showed a great compassion for the people, yet she didn't actually know any of them personally, which I thought was quite a character. What's it called? It's a part of the character where you sort of learn to empathise with them and like them a bit more. Now, the throne room. She sits on the throne and is informed of a wedding. This couldn't get more regency if I wanted to with that one. She makes a joke, and we find the Doctor is there. That, of course, is when we meet Al, and she is informed she'd become a robot. Then the Doctor reveals himself as a historian. He then reveals they can't hear every ninth word, and the rebellion happens. Before I get into that, I loved the idea of every ninth word Very unique. Silly, but unique. In fact, I kind of really love it. I really love it. It's never been number four, I don't think. Which, nice little touch. Now, the Rebellion, and Escape. When they are rebelling, obviously, as seen, Sasha dies. But when the Doctor is standing there in shock, Belinda hurries him, which I think shows she cares about people, even though she just met them. Which is quite a nice trait to have. Then they escape through a teleporter with two survivors from the attack. Now, this is where I want to get into the Doctor and Belinda's sort of relationship between each other. The Doctor and Belinda's relationship seems to be originally based on banter and misguided trust, in my opinion. But it does slowly develop into more of a trust for keeping alive, like a trust of survival. Not a friendship trust, though. When he reveals the two hearts, she becomes more inquisitive than angry, which makes me wonder how their friendship slash relationship will form. Now, the time overlap. The Doctor finds out there is a time overlap because the same certificate is there twice over, but they can't have them touch because then, well, kaboom, as he put it, I think. The Doctor continues to explain that he has been waiting for her for 6 months and had his TARDIS confiscated, which obviously means he can't move forward in time to just grab her and go. Belinda's betrayal. This is the bit that I didn't quite understand. I understood it, but it was like, was there really a need for it, though? What really influenced the decisions on that one? Belinda turns on the little robot cleaner that leads the robots to her so she can make a sacrifice of her own life. Personally, I believe that's a very dumb and irresponsible move from her. And I feel like if she was going to do it, it could have been led up to a bit better than it was. But as I would say that, I'm critiquing and pros and cons in it. Al. Then it turns out that Al is Alan, the guy who had given her the certificate, and he still wanted her to marry him, but she still turned it down. Then they had the certificates touch each other, and then time went a bit wobbly till the Doctor touched Belinda's arm, because apparently as a Time Lord he can stabilise these sort of events. Nice touch, that would explain why he can interact with his past selves. Now, this is why we get closer to the end of the episode. The Doctor talks to Belinda about her descendant and scans her DNA, and she seems to feel quite violated by this. She gets quite huffy and frustrated with him, but he apologises and tries to see if she wants to know why they might be connected, like destiny sort of stuff. But she doesn't really want to be involved, which is something we don't see happen a lot in Doctor Who. Usually people are delighted by the idea that they get to travel with him. But not Belinda. She just wants to go home. So the Doctor tries, but he can't, because something is blocking him. But what, I wonder? Another question among the many that we have to get answered at some point. Now, the space shop. This is something that intrigues me quite a lot. Then, right when we think it's all over, we get a shot of space with taxis and the Eiffel Tower all destroyed with the date of May 24th, 2025. I wonder what's to come with that, because honestly, I'm very interested. Like, I imagine it will have something to do with the last episode, Reality War, because it shows how things are sort of like floating and stuff. But my main thing is, this episode, I did like it. It was more like the old New Who. Really gets confusing, doesn't it? But I definitely liked this one. This one was fun. It was nice. It had things that made sense, things that don't. But that's every episode of Doctor Who if you go back far enough. So I won't critique too much. Solid 3.5 out of 5 stars, in my opinion. So, yeah, this was me talking about the Robot Revolution, and this will be your host, Dr. Diavolo, signing out. Till the next episode. Bye-bye.